وضح عليه فلما رأى ما في وجهه فقال إنا لم نوضح عليك إلا أن هرم متفق عليه. Sa'ab bin Juthama radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I gave a wild donkey to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a gift, but he gave it back to me, he returned it. When he saw my discontent on my face, he said, the only reason why I returned it to you is because I'm in the state of ihram. When Nawas ibn Sam'an radiallahu ta'ala qala sa'atu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-birr wal-ithm, faqala al-birr husnu al-khulq wal-ithm ma'aka fi nafsika wa karihta yatadi'a alayhi al-nasu. Allah Muslim, and Nawas ibn Sam'an radiallahu anhu narrates, I asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about righteousness, about birr and sin. He said, righteousness is good character, while sin is that which creates doubt in your heart and you dislike the people, become aware of it. Nawas ibn Sam'an radiallahu anhu narrates, I asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about righteousness and sin. He said, righteousness is good character, while sin is that which creates doubt in your heart and you dislike that people, become aware of it. So yesterday the hadith we read here, so this hadith gave Rasulullah himar wahshin. Rasulullah was in the state of ihram, so he denied it. So the Aimai Thalatha, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, and they say that muhrim, he's not allowed to have any hunted animal, no matter what, even if it was if he showed it or he then gestured towards it, he showed it. Imam Hanifa says, if he killed it, he hunted, no. But if somebody else did and he did not. So this actually hadith is for the Aimai Thalatha, Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahmahullah alayh, the Hanafis, because of the Quran ayat, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu la taqtulu as-sayd wa antum hurum, do not kill a sayd, hunting animal. Sayd is a hunting animal, it's not a slaughtering animal, a hunted animal that's hunted. So a wild zebra, washim, hamal. So that wild donkey is a hunting animal. So this, so if you're not allowed to kill it if you're in the state of ihram. Allah says in the Holy Quran, Allah didn't say you can't eat it. So the Hanafi says you could eat it if you did not kill it or if you didn't, because the Quran ayat here. So, but this hadith, the Zahirin is to the Imam, the Aimai Thalatha's proof. The Hanafi says, yes, this hadith, it was a washi, himar, it was, but it was alive. So even Imam Abu Hanifa says, if you're given a live donkey, a live hunting animal, the hunter grabbed it or he trapped it and it's alive and it's given, then you cannot take that. Yeah, even the Hanafis say that. So same as the Imam Thalatha. But I don't usually talk about the Hanafis and the Shafis and their proofs and that, because it creates confusion in Mazhab. Because I'm a Hanafi, so obviously I'm going to prove my Mazhab right. And I say the Quran ayat, Ya ayyuhal ladheena la taqtulu as-sayd. So there's nothing that Quran ayat has to be in mutawatir hadith, etc., etc. Forget that. So this is the reply to that. So this hadith is for Imam Nawawi is a Shafi, the author of the book. But he doesn't write Ikhtilafi Muslas in this. It's a book of Fadail. It's a book of Fadail. And here, this hadith here, اسم ما حاك في صدرك وكرهت أن يطلع عليه الناس البر حسن الخلق. Bir is حسن الخلق. والإثم حاك في صدرك. إثم is what doubt that or somebody sees me doing this. Huh? Some people ask about those questions with the wife intimacy and some of those questions, right? So somebody sees me doing this. Yeah, what I no. So that's it. والإثم ما حاك في صدرك وكرهت أن يطلع عليه الناس وكرهت أن يطلع عليه الناس. You dislike that people find out about it or people see you doing it. So استفتح قلبك فإن افتحك الناس. Ask your heart. Even if the muftis give you fatwas and people give you fatwa, your heart will tell you if you're a true believer that the thing is not right. So anything which you feel that I cannot do it in front of my sheikh, I cannot do it in front of my parents, I cannot do it in front of others, then remember that is ith. And al-bir husnul khulq. Allah give us akhlaq of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.